Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we have Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Candidate of incumbent President Joko Widodo explains Indonesia's economic growth. Presidential candidate number 02 Prabowo Subianto says Indonesia needs strong defense capability. Now the news in detail. Candidate of incumbent President Joko Widodo answered criticism from Prabowo Subianto about economic growth. His statement was conveyed ahead of presidential debate on Saturday evening, March 30.
Ya, kalau kita lihat di lingkup G20, negara-negara G20.
If we look from the G20 scope, Indonesia is number 3 in the world. Do not compare with apple-to-apple countries. Indonesia is the biggest three among G20 countries. Amid everything decline, but we are able to survive and rise gradually. I think that's what we are working now on. G20, or Group of 20, is a group of 19 countries with large economies and added to the European Union. The G20 brings together leaders of developed and developing economies to overcome the challenges of the global economy. According to Joko Widodo, in the economic sector, Indonesia is a country that is able to maintain its economic growth when compared to other G20 member countries. The government has even succeeded in increasing economic growth gradually amid the global economic turmoil. Presidential candidate number 02 Prabowo Subianto said Indonesia's defense remains weak due to budget constraint, despite the fact that having a strong defense was important for the country to enable it to safeguard its wealth. During the first round of presidential debate taking place at the Shangri-La Hotel Jakarta on Saturday evening, he applied an offensive strategy in debating the security and defense issues, while incumbent President Joko Widodo repeatedly echoed his strong belief in the Indonesian defense capability in securing the country's wealth and territorial integrity. In defending his argument, Prabowo Subianto quoted a Greek wise word as saying that the strong do what they can and the weak suffer what they must. Therefore, Prabowo said that increasing the defense budget was a must, and the corruption cases which had become a serious hurdle for so long should be eradicated. The Indonesian House of Representatives has deplored the European Union's ban on the use of crude palm oil for biofuels, stating that this commodity can help reduce the rate of poverty in the country. Indonesian House Speaker Bambang Susatyo, in a statement made available to Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, March 30, said that the European Union had applied double standard in banning Indonesia's CPO commodity. In responding to the EU's discriminatory decision, the House supported the Indonesian government's necessary measures, including the possibility of filing a complaint with the World Trade Organization, WTO. According to Susatyo, the House and the government should walk hand in hand to face this challenge. Maintaining a good friendship with other countries is important, but preserving Indonesia's national interest and the interests of its people are above all. The Indonesian Embassy in Pretoria and the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center Johannesburg participated in the annual Global Business Roundtable World Congress and Exhibition in Johannesburg, South Africa from March 27 to 29, featuring, among others, manufacturing products in the sectors of automotive, footwear, as well as food and beverage. The Indonesian ambassador to Pretoria, Salman Al-Farisi, on the sidelines of the exhibition to Antara on Saturday, March 30, said that the Indonesian booth also promoted 10 new Bali and informed the Trade Expo Indonesia exhibition to be held in Jakarta next October. Ambassador Salman Al-Farisi also said the annual Global Business Roundtable World Congress and exhibition is a bridge in effort to improve cooperation between Indonesia and South Africa. The ambassador added, this year, the Indonesian Embassy in Pretoria introduced a digital platform to market Indonesian products, which can be accessed at any time from every places. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Students of University of North Sumatra USU, Winelda Mahfud Zaidan Haris and Wahid Nur Hayat made Indonesia famous after winning 3 gold medals and a special award from the Russian government at the 22nd Moscow International Salon of Inventions and Innovative Technologies Archimedes in Moscow. USU Deputy Director 1 Rosmayati, escorted by Antara on Saturday, March 30, said that the students gained the success after presenting the topic about innovation in producing brake canvas. The activity, which was held from March 26 to 29, aims to find new innovations in the industrial world which have the potential to be developed commercially. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry encourages the development of local coffee production of East Java through the promotion in various events and opportunities to improve the economy of farmers. Escorted by Antara, Chairman of the East Java Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti in Surabaya on Saturday, March 30, said that there are around 10 regions in East Java are being coffee producers, including Malang, Jember, and Banyuwangi. Mataliti also said, currently, coffee business is quite interesting since the culture of drinking coffee has become popular throughout Indonesia. The last item. Indonesian runner Lalu Muhammad Zohri won gold medal of men's 100-meter run at the first Malaysia Open Grand Prix in Bukit Jalil, Kuala Lumpur on Saturday, March 30. Information from the Indonesian Athletics Association's Executive Board received by Antara on Saturday, March 30, said that Zohri ran on the sixth track, recorded 10:20 seconds. The sprinter from West Nusa Tenggara finished in first place ahead of Malaysian runner Zulfikar Ismail, who finished second, and Taiwanese runner Wei Su Wang in third place. Besides Zohri, Indonesia also won a gold medal in the athletic tournament through Sabwaturrahman in the long jump number. Sabwaturrahman won the gold medal with 7.97-meter leap, beating the long jumper from Malaysia and South Korea. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on Indonesia condemns U.S. at the United Nations regarding the Golan Heights. The Indonesian government reiterated its rejection of the U.S. move that recognized the Golan Heights as part of Israel's territory. This time, Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs A.M. Fakhir voiced Indonesia's stance when attending the Security Council meeting of the United Nations in New York, United States on Tuesday, which actually discussed the Palestinian issue. However, Indonesia considers it important to state its position regarding the Golan Heights because it can disrupt peace efforts in the Middle East region. At the forum, Fakhir stressed
Indonesia remain in its position of recognizing the Golan Heights as an inseparable part of the Syria's sovereignty. E.M. Fahir, as quoted by the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs official website on Wednesday, reminded that the United States' recognition of the Golan Heights as an area of Israel can disrupt efforts to create peace and stability in the region. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Permanent Representatives for the United Nations, Ambassador Dian Triansyah Jani, said that the Indonesian Foreign Minister's statement on the UN Security Council received appreciation from many UN members because Indonesia is considered to have taken a firm and clear position on the problems in the Middle East. The government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has previously expressed rejection after the U.S. President Donald Trump issued a decree on Monday which acknowledged the Golan Heights as belonging to Israel. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in its official statement on Tuesday, mentioned Indonesia's position in accordance with the principles of the United Nations Charter concerning respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of each country. Indonesia's stance is also in line with the various elements contained in the UN Security Council resolution related to the Golan Heights, which stated at least 4 points, namely the rejection of the acquisition of a region which was forcibly carried out, the withdrawal of Israeli forces from the Golan Heights region, rejection of Israeli legal jurisdiction over the Golan Heights, and affirmation that Israel's move to occupy the Golan Heights was invalid and does not have the effect on the international law. Indonesia urges the international community to continue to respect international law and the Charter of the United Nations and continue to be guided by UN resolutions in promoting the peace process in the Middle East. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia to the World. Today in history begins with March 31, 1981, the drama of Voila Garuda DC-9 aircraft hijacking ends. Garuda Indonesia flights from Talang Betutu Airport, Palembang to Polonia Airport in Medan was hijacked on March 28, 1981. The aircraft departed from Jakarta at 8 a.m. in the morning, transited in Palembang. During the flight, the plane was suddenly hijacked by 5 terrorists disguised as passengers. After landing temporarily to refuel at Penang Airport, Malaysia, the plane finally flew and experienced its peak drama at Don Muang Airport in Bangkok, Thailand on March the 31st. The liberation was carried out by Group 1 troops from the command of the Sandi Yuda Forces Command, now it is called Kopassus. Turning to the event of March 31, 1991, the Warsaw Pact ends. The Warsaw Pact is a military alliance of Eastern Bloc countries in Eastern Europe which aims to organize itself against possible threats from the NATO alliance. The formation of the Warsaw Pact was triggered by the integration of West Germany into NATO through the ratification of the Paris Agreement. The Warsaw Pact was designed by Nikita Khrushchev in 1955 and was signed in Warsaw on May 14, 1955. This pact ended on March 31, 1991, and was officially terminated at a meeting in Prague on July 1, 1991. I'll end today in history with March 31, 2007. Earth Hour is celebrated for the first time. Earth Hour is a global activity held by the Worldwide Fund for Nature on the last Saturday of March each year. This activity was in the form of blackouts at houses and offices for 1 hour to increase awareness of the need for serious actions to deal with climate change. The activity, initiated by Worldwide Fund and Leo Burnett was first held on March the 31st, 2007. Well, that was Today in History from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Terho Poutianin in Finland. He was listening to our radio in English program through shortwaves on frequency 3325 kHz at 1300 hours until 1325 hours UTC on February 7th, 2019. Hello, Mr. Terho Poutianin. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. In your email, you told that our broadcast was nice and interesting radio program. Our frequency was little surprise to him, but deception was rather good. No fading and interference stations in same frequency. Simple code 32333. Thank you for your compliment. Special for you, Mr. Terho Poutianin, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sahi. Dengannya ini malam terakhir, benar-benar terakhir. Harapan tinggi jatuh, menguap tak berbentuk. Bukan pertanda, hanya pikiranku saja. Harapan itu semu, sulit untuk ku percaya. Sampai akhirnya ku lihat sendiri sakit hatiku, oh, sakit melihatmu dengannya. Tinggal melupakanmu saja, janji diri sendiri. Terakhir malam ini. dengannya. Oh, oh, sakit hatiku. Oh, 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 sakit melihatmu dengannya.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Semarang host the 2019 ASEAN School Games. Semarang Central Java is hosting the 2019 Asian School Games after the championship flag was handed over to the Indonesian side at the closing of the Southeast Asian Student Special Championship by Selangor Chief Minister Dato Amiruddin bin Sari at the ICC Selangor Malaysia on Thursday, March the 28th. The awarding of the championship flag was carried out by the ASEAN School Games representatives to Indonesia representatives through the Deputy of Sport Achievement Improvement in the Ministry of Youth and Sports Mulyana. The 11th Student Championships in Southeast Asia that will take place in Semarang will compete in sports similar to the 10th Asian Sea School Games in Selangor, Malaysia. However, Indonesia as the host is also entitled to enter one chosen sport according to several rules that must be met. There are 9 branches that will be competed in the ASG 2019 with one branch of choice for the host. As the host, Indonesia has chosen pencak silat. Assistant of Deputy for Nursing and Science of Technology of the Ministry of Youth and Sports was Sington on the sidelines of the closing of the ASG 2018 said that election of the martial arts sports branch has also been accepted by the 2019 ASG participating countries. Meanwhile, Malaysia chose squash. Washington said ASG 2019 will be centered at the Jati Diri Stadium Sport Complex in Semarang and uses several locations that have been adjusted to the needs. The host representative of Semarang has also conducted a comparative study in Selangor during the ASG 2018. In the ASG 2018, Deputy of Sport Achievement Improvement of the Ministry on Youth and Sports, Mulyana, said the Indonesian contingent in the 2018 ASG has successfully surpassed the target set by the ministry, although eventually they had to settle for second place with 31 gold, 36 silver, and 31 bronze. This number, however, exceeds the target, which was 26 golds. The host Malaysia won the overall championship with 37 gold, 37 silver, and 31 bronze. Indonesia participated in 8 of the 10 sports that were competed then. 4 branches won gold, namely badminton won 4 gold, athletics got 8 gold, swimming got 15 gold, and gymnastics won 4 gold. In other sport, Indonesia for volleyball won a silver medal. In the men's and women's sectors, squash must be satisfied with silver and sepak takraw got silver. By hosting the 2019 ASG, Indonesia is expected to be the overall champion considering that in the same championship in Surabaya in 2012, they had to settle for second place under the strong Thai team. However, now Indonesia actually has become the overall champion of the 2015 ASG in Brunei Darussalam. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast through 3325 kHz at 1300 hours until 1400 hours UTC on February 25, 2019 in English program. This info is 25232. Hello, Mr. Pravotorov Kostiantin. Thank you for your reception report. Hopefully, you keep listening to our radio and sending your reception report. Thank you. For you and other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. In addition to be known as a city for students and artists, the city of Yogyakarta also has a tourist destination that seems endless. One of the new tourist attractions has currently being discussed among tourists is the Kamijoro Bantul Dam. The Kamijoro Dam, which is located on the border of Bantul and Kulon Progo, to be precise in Plambongan Triwida di Pajangan Bantul, was built to irrigate more than 2,300 hectares of rice fields in Bantul Regency. Although the main function of this dam is an irrigation channel, it is better known as a tourist attraction. Aside from being a tourist spot, this place is also suitable for relaxing, exercising, a children's playground where you can take pictures that are certainly Instagrammable. The Kamijoro Dam has a long history because it was built in the era of Dutch East Indies. Historically, the Kamijoro Dam was built by a Dutch-German descent in the early 19th century. And after experiencing various forms of renovation, there are many visitors from outside and inside Yogyakarta interested in seeing the beauty of this place. In addition, the Kamijoro Dam have also provided various facilities such as prayer rooms, parking lots, food and beverage stalls, parks for children's playground, and there are still others that make you feel at home and comfortable spending time here. The Kamijoro Dam, which is located about 21 kilometers from the center of Jogja, can be reached via Yogyakarta Wates Road. This dam is located about 18 kilometers from Yogyakarta Giwangan Terminal with a travel time of approximately 33 minutes. The Kamijoro Dam is open every day from morning to night, but the best time to visit is around 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. to witness the beauty of the scenery at sunset. If you are on vacation in Yogyakarta special region in Central Jawa, especially Bantul, take time to take pictures and enjoy the beauty of the sunset at the Kamijoro Dam. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow, of course, with more interesting topics. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Andrew Kuznetsov in Latvia. He was listening to our broadcast in German program through frequency 3325 kHz at 1800 hours until 1900 hours on March 15, 2019 with the SINPO 24332. Hello, Mr. Andrew Kuznetsov. Thank you for monitoring our German program. We forwarded your reception report to German section. Please be patient to wait for replying your email. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, for you, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Terbuai aku hilang, terjatuh aku dalam keindahan penantian. Terjatuh keraguan hati yang bimbang, yang terhalang kepastian cinta. Yang tersimpan suci tak bertuan, terasa kerinduan hati yang bimbang, yang terhempas kepastian cinta. Dengarkanlah perasaan
yang terhempas kepastian cinta.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back in Miss Eleni. Today's edition will discuss about an Indonesian restaurant which enters the 50 best restaurants. Bali is one of the regions in Indonesia that is well known by local and international communities as a tourist destination. Various supporting facilities that provide comfort and convenience for tourists while traveling in Bali are certainly a priority for the tourism business. One important point in the world of tourism is culinary. Therefore, the facilities in the form of places to eat or culinary are very important and must be given attention. A restaurant based in Bali, Lokavor, has brought Indonesia to the world stage. It won the Asian Sustainable Restaurant Award and maintained its name as the best restaurant in Indonesia at the award ceremony of the 50 Best Asian Restaurants 2019 in Macau, China recently. The award was compiled by 50 Best Restaurants Academy in Asia, an influential group consisting of more than 300 leaders in the restaurant industry throughout Asia. Asia's 50 Best Restaurants in its press release stated that Lokavor won the Sustainable Restaurant Award in Asia, valued as a restaurant with the highest ranking of social and environmental responsibilities, as determined by audit partners Food Made Good. Tokavur is the only Indonesian restaurant on the prestigious list, giving it the title of best restaurant in Indonesia. Tokavur is ranked 21st out of 50 restaurants in the list. Located in the highlands of Ubud in Bali, Tokavur is known for its exceptional dishes using only local ingredients. Chefs of Tokavur, LK Plus Major and Ray Adriansyah, apply environmentally friendly practices both inside and outside their kitchen. As explained on the official website, Tokavur uses all edible kitchen waste for animal food or composting it for vegetable garden. The remaining waste is sorted and recycled by Eco Bali Recycling. Tokavur uses recycled wood to build its restaurant and install passive solar panels on its roof to reduce electricity consumption by at least 50%. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRINet, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our podcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safitriadala. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Bertahan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kadang ada dirimu menintasi kalbuku, ku kenali diriku, tak boleh ku bertemu. Jalan suratan lain terikat janji, namun ku tak pungkiri masih menyimpan rindu. Oh, 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 oh. Masihkah ada diriku mengganggu hari-harimu? Oh, oh, masihkah ada diri sekedari mimpimu? Hari-hariku dulu, hari-hariku dulu berjalin selimut rindu. Semua indah bagiku, seminggu terasa sewindu. Masihkah ada diriku mengganggu hari-harimu? Oh, oh, oh. Masihkah ada diriku sekedar di mimpimu?
Indonesia.
Kau berikan arti saat ku tuliskan namamu di hati. Takkan ku sesali dirimu hadir dan menjadi detak di jantungku hingga nanti lemah langkah. Kau lupa ingat selalu.
Ku sisipkan kata pinta dalam doa, hadirmu
kan
tetap ada,
tak akan
sesali dirimu hadir dan menjadi
for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.